This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1961. Are you down? Two English phrasal verbs you should be up for. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Why can you say, I'm down, but not I'm up? In this second part of our two-part series, we show you three new phrases to say that you want to do something in a casual and approachable way.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, Aubrey, what's shaking?
I'm great. I have a question for you, Lindsay.
I'm ready. Let's do it. What is your
what's
question?
What's something that you're always up for?
I would say that's dessert.
Nice. At any time of day, give me
any
some dessert.
Anytime. I will always eat dessert, even though like I'm a pretty small person, but I'll always eat dessert anytime. Anytime.
How do you put it in front of me? That's the question.
How do I
get away with eating dessert all the time, right? Is the question.
Know.
You must be very active.
I'm very active. I'm always up for a hike, but preferably with ice cream after. So
nice. That reminds me, I do Peloton rides and a lot of people's, it's like spin classes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, their name is like rides for cake. I spin for pie, right?
Totally
pedaling
worthwhile
for
goal.
Dessert.
So worth it. I love it. Yes. That is so
We're
good.
Earning
what about
it.
You?
We're being active to earn those treats.
I love it. What about you, Aubrey? What is something that you're always up for?
Oh man, lately I feel like it's cheese. I've like discovered some delicious cheeses from Trader Joe's. I posted about one of them on social media, actually. If you're not following us on social media, make sure you do. Because I was teaching the word begrudge, which is a very impressive word. I'm like, what's something someone might begrudge me for? This delicious cheese.
That's so funny. Are you more into soft cheeses or hard cheeses or both?
Both. Like I love brie. I love soft cheeses, but I also love like a hard, sharp cheddar. I'll to every cheese. I don't know if there's a cheese I don't like.
Good
with
to
a
know,
delicious
good to
cracker.
Know.
Oh my goodness. Oh, so good.
So good to know. So today we're getting into part two of our two-part series. And part one was just yesterday. So
yeah, surprise, right? Sometimes it takes us a while to get to the second part of it when we're like, we'll cover that soon.
Yeah,
today,
this time we're fast. We're right on it.
So fast.
Right on it. So if our listeners listened yesterday, you know, we talked about start off versus start out with a question from Conrado, right? Who's living in a monastery in Brazil, right?
Yes. And the second part of his question was asking about up for it, when you're up for something or when you're down with it or down for it. Yeah. This can be very confusing. So we're going to cover that in today's episode. This is such great native natural conversation or vocabulary to connect. Absolutely.
And casual too, right, Aubrey? These are very casual expressions that you could hear from any native speaker anywhere, anytime. I would definitely not necessarily put these into my business presentation.
Right. They are pretty informal, right? But if you think about the options, like how rarely do you hear someone say, I'm willing to do that? Like never.
Yeah.
It feels really kind of awkward. We always said we'll say one of these.
Right. So let's get into it. What are we going to attack first? Where are we going?
So we'll first talk about up for it, which means willing, right? And that's not native or natural to say, I'm willing to do this, especially when it's such a more playful thing to be saying, more like, I'm interested. I'll do that.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. There's not a ton of other options.
Right. That's for this. Because I'm willing kind of means more like I'm not really that interested, right. But I'll do it. I'm willing to do it.
There's a slight air of you really don't want to do this thing, but that's not what up for it means.
Right. It's more like, you're very interested. You're excited. Even so, for example, if I asked you, Lindsay, want to go axe throwing?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
Right. And you wouldn't be like, I'm willing. That would mean a totally different thing. It would be like,
Yeah,
I guess I'm willing to go.
And this is really useful because sometimes when we're starting a new friendship or even starting to date someone, you want a really casual way to make it feel low pressure. And this would be a good way to do it. Hey, my friends and I are going to get drinks. Are you up for it? Would you like to join us? Yeah, I'm up for it.
Right? I'm up for a drink. Mm-hmm. Sure. It is. It's such a positive, it's a positive affirmation that you really do want to spend time with them. And I could see this, I use this a lot at work as well. When you want to give that positive reassurance, you're not just saying, I'm willing to take this task. And you're like, yeah, I'm up for it.
It's so different. It's completely different, isn't it? You know, mm-hmm. I'm willing and I'm up for it. And then what's a way of saying that you are someone that loves to do anything?
Yes, right. When a lot of options are given, we'll say, I'm up for anything. So imagine you're going to dinner and someone's like, okay, do you think sushi or Mexican? What are you feeling? Yeah. You'd be like, I'm up for anything or I'm up for whatever. I say this a lot.
Yeah. But sometimes someone just has to put their foot down and say, we're going for Thai.
Someone make a decision.
Exactly.
I know that is probably frustrating them. Like, I'm up for whatever. And they're like, okay, but can you give me an opinion? Help me out here.
Yeah, it's hard when you genuinely are actually up for whatever. It's not that you're afraid to say anything. You just don't care.
Exactly. Right. And I don't want them to be like, oh, how about Thai? And then they're like, no, they're rejecting several months. Then, okay, you choose. I'm up for whatever.
Right. In that case, you have to say, I'm up for anything but Thai, or I'm up for anything but Japanese.
Right, that would work. So then of course there's the opposite of this too, right? To mean you're unwilling. We would say I'm not up for it, or I'm not up for that.
Yeah. So for example, I asked Megan to join us, but she wasn't up for it.
Okay, yeah. So and this might be to. Like, for whatever reason, she said she's not interested. Maybe she doesn't feel well, you know, maybe she's not free. You could be like, oh, she wasn't up for it.
Yeah. And this is a very useful phrase because you could also use this as a blanket response if maybe there's something going on that you just don't want to talk about. So it allows you to be a little less specific. Maybe you just had a death in your family, but you're not necessarily sharing it for whatever reason. Oh, I'm just not up for it tonight.
Exactly. Fine. Right. I'm not up for going out tonight. And I agree, Lindsay. I feel like that gives the impression of like, for whatever reason, I don't really want to get into it, that I'm just not up for it.
Exactly. And it will kind of stop people from asking questions. They'll move on. You don't offend anyone. It's perfect.
But that is really a social skill when you guys hear this phrase to know like, okay, this, I probably shouldn't pry for details. They're saying, oh, I'm just not up for it. They probably don't want to go into it.
Oh, very interesting. There's so much behind the words. All right. That's what we like to go into here in Allers English. You know, what builds connection and what should you avoid to not break a connection? Right.
Yes. And there is another alternative here. You know, our listener just asked about down with it and up for it, but there's also down for, which means the same as up for, which seems strange because up and down are opposites. But when you say I'm down for getting a coffee, that means the exact same as I'm up for getting a coffee.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
It is strange. I would say it's a little more slangy. It's a little more street language in my mind.
Interesting. I'm down for it.
A little more personality, I think. Do you think they're exactly the same in terms of the level of slanginess and casualness?
Oh, it's really interesting. I hadn't thought about that before. Is there any difference here? Because I'll definitely just say I'm down, like by itself, right? If someone says, want to meet for a coffee, and I'll say, I'm down. And I think it is a little more playful, a little more slangy, right? They really have the same meaning, but a little more playful.
Yeah. Obviously, you can get away with both. Maybe if your boss invites you out for lunch, maybe you don't say I'm down.
No, right? It is a little more friendly, sort of.
Yeah, exactly. For your friends, for your family
members.
So depending
on the relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say
I'm up for lunch to my boss.
Right, exactly. So that's how we know that it's a little bit more casual. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So then we have down with it, right? Which does have a different meaning. This means that you understand or approve. For example, if someone shares an idea and you want to share that you approve, you're on the same page, you could say, I'm down with that, or I'm down with that idea.
Right. Or you could also just say, I'm down, I guess you could say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you
agree?
And
then if someone says, asks you the question, are you down with going out tonight?
Right.
Just means like, it's kind of the same, are you up with, are you down with? But it's like, do you approve of this choice?
Yes. Love it. Okay. And then the opposite, negative, right? not down with it,
mm-hmm. which means you don't approve or you don't understand, right? Like, yeah. I'm not down with lying to her, which means like, I do not approve with that idea, with someone lying to her.
Also a really great way to open up a conversation around like moral issues that's a little bit less intimidating maybe to the person you're talking to, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, right? To just say like, you know, what's something that you're really not down for or no down with? Like, wow, it's interesting. That's a very different meaning. What's something you're not down with?
Yeah.
Meaning like, what's something you really don't approve of? It reminds me of, we recently did an episode on the Business English Podcast about like offensive phrases that you don't want to use. And that's where someone would be like, ooh, I'm really not down with that word. It's offensive.
Oh, yeah. That's
be
actually
a great way to say that.
I love that idea. Guys, go and check out the Business English Podcast. I believe it was this week or last week where we talked about four phrases to avoid because they're just not respectful, right? Avoid them in the business
world. And this might be, I was saying how I'm like, would we say that? But this also is a fairly playful way of just being like, oh, I don't know if I'm down with that word, that phrase.
Yeah, that's a great, that's a fantastic response because it's light. It's not accusatory, but it definitely brings up your point. It gets the point across. Yeah.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
All right, Aubrey, let's go into the role play here.
All right, here you and I are deciding what to order at a restaurant. You want to start us out, Lindsay?
Yep, let's do it. Want to try the crispy Brussels sprouts appetizer?
I'm down. Sounds delicious.
What are you thinking for an entree?
I'm up for either a panini or a club sandwich. Or do you want to share a sandwich and a salad?
Oh, yeah, I'm up for that.
And I'm always down with dessert, so save room.
Are you a dish sharer, Aubrey? Like, do you like to? I think I asked you this before, maybe, but I'll see if I get your updated response.
I wonder if we talked about this before. I don't remember.
Well,
what I want you to guess.
Well,
do you think I would share?
Well, it's kind of two different questions. When you like, do you like tapas style? Is the first question. Like, are you okay with just ordering a few plates versus just some? You sit down to a restaurant. It's like, oh, these plates look big. Do you want to share a meal with one person? It's just you and that person. It's two different questions.
I'm yes to both. I love tapas style. I want to taste all the things.
Okay.
I have no ownership over what I've ordered, and I really want to try everyone else's. And then also, if I know something's going to be a large portion, I'm absolutely like, let's share that.
Yeah.
I don't mind taking some home, but I would prefer for us both to order something so I can try both.
Yeah. I'd say 9 times out of 10 in the US, guys, those are going to be big portions and you can mostly, especially sandwiches or something. Maybe you order a side and then share a sandwich, you know, depending on how much you want to eat. Usually you can get away with that just fine.
It's
and then you're not overstuffed.
How I feel like the more expensive a place is, the smaller the portion. Right? The cheaper like dives, diners, is a giant portion for $7. You spend $50 and you get this tiny little entree.
I've always been confused by that. It's true.
Funny.
It's true. They try to make up for the lack of flavor by just piling on the food.
Maybe, right? Well, at least you'll be stuffed. It might not be that delicious.
It's true.
All right, let's go through this role play. I first said you were asking if we want to try crispy Brussels sprouts, which I love. Do you like crispy Brussels sprouts, Lindsay? It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I like all ways of preparing Brussels sprouts.
Me
it's
too,
great.
Which is funny. Did you like them as a kid? Most kids don't.
No, most kids don't. I didn't really start eating them as a kid. Yeah. I eat them raw too, like on my salad. I'll have them raw actually.
Oh,
here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like chopped Brussels sprouts
just
in a salad.
Yeah.
I love that too. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Very
and
healthy.
I said, I'm down, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning I'm willing. I'm up for it. Same thing.
Yep.
I definitely could have also said, I'm up for that.
Yep, I'm down. And that's the willing again. And then you said, I'm up for either a panini or a club sandwich.
Yes. And I'll totally say this, right? Instead of just being like, you know, how about a panini? I'd be like, I'm up for either of these.
Yes, for sure. And then what did I say after that?
And then I asked if you want to share a sandwich and a salad. Yep. And you said, yeah, I'm up for that.
Yep. And then you said, and I'm always down with dessert. So save room.
Yes. Awesome. So as you heard this role play, it may have sounded a little strange for you to hear them all because we're cramming sure. them all into this we conversation. Always, yeah.
Yes.
But we totally use them in all of these different ways. And a lot of these are very interchangeable where you could say, I'm down or I'm up for that. What's interesting, I wanted to point out, we do say I'm down by itself, but we never just say I'm up.
That's a good point. That's really interesting. Maybe that'll be our intro for today's episode. Why is that? We don't know. But guys, this the bottom line here, the takeaway for today's episode is that these can help you build a relationship, make you feel close with someone because you are being so casual.
Yes. And so encouraging, right? So positive about someone yeah. invites you to do something or even assigns you a task at work. It's such a positive way to respond to say, I'm down or I'm up for that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So guys, add these to your vocabulary now. Go over and hit follow on the Business English podcast to check out that really interesting episode about four phrases to avoid to not be disrespectful at work. And Aubrey, thanks for coming on the show. This has been great in this two-part series here.
Awesome. I'll see you next time.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.